From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Obama administration is preparing to announce it will force pay cuts for 2009 on executives at leading firms that have received the most bailout money from taxpayers, among them reportedly Citigroup, AIG, and General Motors. The companies will have to reduce bonus payments and reimbursements to their most highly paid executives as much as 90%. Though salaries would not be cut, the reductions in the other payments would pull down total pay for the executives by about half. The Senate has derailed legislation to prevent future cuts in payments to doctors who treat Medicare patients. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Democrats thought there would be bipartisan support for the bill to please both doctors and seniors by fixing the formula that will cut Medicare payments to physicians by 21% starting next year and more in years to come. But with no way to offset the bill's $245 billion 10-year price tag, Republicans turned thumbs down on the measure, and on an early procedural vote, so did more than a dozen Democrats. Now Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says Democrats will go back to Plan A, cancel next year's cut as part of the bigger health overhaul bill, and deal with future pay issues after that. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Suspected militants shot and killed a Pakistani army brigadier and his driver in the latest attack on the capital since the military launched an offensive against the Taliban sanctuary in South Waziristan. The military says it's killed 24 militants in operations today. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Unidentified gunman ambushed Brigadier Moeen Haider as he drove in an SUV through a sector of Islamabad that had been undisturbed by attacks. Eyewitnesses reported that his assailant opened fire, then sped off on a waiting motorcycle. The brigadier is reported to have been on leave from duties with the UN in Sudan when he was gunned down by what the army called an act of terrorism. That a senior-ranking officer could be so vulnerable in the capital on high alert has shaken residents here. Their alarm deepened when a gunman opened fire hours later at a popular market in a residential area full of embassies and foreigners. Analysts have warned of the possibility of more attacks as the military squeezes the militants in the tribal area of South Waziristan. The army acknowledges encountering stiff resistance in its advance on the Taliban's stronghold. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Egypt air officials say marshals on board one of the airline's planes foiled a hijacking attempt yesterday. The marshals are said to have overpowered a Sudanese man who was threatening the crew with a knife. The plane was heading from Istanbul to Cairo. All 90 occupants were unharmed when the plane landed at Cairo International Airport. Stock prices have been down in Europe today, and stock indices closed lower in Asia as well. This is NPR News. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates says North Korea's nuclear weapons and missiles are destabilizing Northeast Asia. And he's promised to defend South Korea with both conventional and nuclear technology as necessary. Speaking after a joint security meeting in Seoul today, Gates reaffirmed a long-term U.S. commitment to South Korea. He echoed remarks by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that the U.S. will not lift sanctions against North Korea or extend it diplomatic recognition until it abandons nuclear weapons. In Georgia, a lawsuit has been filed on behalf of thousands of state employees who were promised raises but never got them. As Emily Green of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports from Atlanta, similar lawsuits have been filed across the country.
Last year, the Georgia legislature approved a 2.5% pay raise for thousands of state workers. But a couple of months after those increases were to take effect, Governor Sonny Perdue approved a bill deferring the raises. Wilbur Owens is the lawyer who helped bring the lawsuit.
So the legislature and the governor signed a bill giving them that salary increase and then later on took it back. But there's no way, there's no provision to take it back based on the whim of the legislature or the governor.
In Maine, the State Employees Association is suing the state over frozen pay. In New Jersey, unions representing about 100,000 public employees are suing to stop state furloughs. And a similar lawsuit has been filed in California. Owens is seeking class action status in the Georgia case. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in Atlanta.
The Philadelphia Phillies are the National League playoff champs, and they will face either the New York Yankees or the Los Angeles Angels in the World Series. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.